This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. An interesting statement in 1 John 1:5 is that God is light. In this context, God is speaking about the fact that we are sinners in contrast to God, who is light. God is totally free from sin. He is just and always does what is right. He also does what is good. So when we find ourselves in difficult circumstances which we don't fully understand, we can rest assured that God will do or allow only what ultimately will be right and good for us. We might compare what is happening to us with what is happening to others and conclude that we're not being treated fairly by God. Our problem is that we don't see what is happening to us and others as clearly and fully as God does. He is light. There is no darkness in him. Job had a hard time seeing this until he was confronted and quizzed by God. This exposed his limited knowledge and unjustified complaint. He said in Job 42:3, "Surely I have spoken of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know." Also in verses 5 and 6, "My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes." To come to such a conclusion, you will have to get out of the shackles of comparison and argumentation and into the quiet of humble observation and reflection. That's what the psalmist declared, "Be still and know that I am God." Jesus also understood. Listen in John 17:25, "Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you." With that confidence, he went to the cross and won our salvation.